Well, I got some really encouraging news from some hunters, multiple hunters in Berger County. So I want to talk to Steve Koski today at Indian Country Sports in Lawrence. He's always a home run to talk to anyway with information and see what changed with the rain and the salmon in the rivers because of that. So here we go. Dialing up Steve at Indian Country Sports in Lawrence.
Hello, Indian Country. This is Steve.
Steve Adam from the Outdoor Show. How are you today?
Hi, Adam. Great.
Excellent. You got time for me?
Yep.
I am anxious to talk to you because I don't know how to put this, and I don't know if I should really believe it or not, but I guess I'm clamoring to grab onto any positives I can.
Okay.
So listen to this theory from hunters that I've been talking to since the rut has kind of started.
Rut is on.
It seems like I'm getting more and more reports. You know, if there's still scrapes and rubs out there, but there are some bucks chasing. And hunters are reporting to me in your county, in Berger County, that they are seeing a really good number of bucks right now that are acting aggressive. And a lot of the theory is, well, number one, people didn't get into their camps last year because of the snow, so they didn't hunt those bucks. So they're left over. Number two, there's not a lot of does out there.
Right. Like the buck-to-doe ratio seems better than it's been.
That's what I'm hearing.
Almost everybody, in the last 3 days since Sunday, I have seen so much and heard so much buck activity and people coming in showing me their cameras and the bucks that are chasing and fighting and making scrapes in trees and, you know, head up into the... I mean, I see myself, witness myself, not out hunting, but just being around Sunday. Three times where bucks were into the trees just ripping them up.
So
in backyards, in people's yards, and just out and chasing does and running across the road and just about taking out of cars and everything. The rut appears to be pretty hot right now.
So are you thinking that maybe it might not be, they might not see a lot of deer, but they might see at least the same number of bucks that they normally have?
It may be. I would be pleasantly pleased to hear that, but...
Well, we'll have to wait and see, I guess, you know.
I would like, but it appears from many people's accounts, I have seen more chips out of cameras and people saying I've had a camera in this place for 2 months and haven't seen a reasonable buck, and all of a sudden see 2 8s and a 10 in a day, and on his camera got all three of them fighting and making scrapes on cameras. This is good to hear.
Yeah.
So, and not seeing just little spike horns and fours, some reasonable racks.
Are you selling cameras there, by the way, at your shop?
I am, but I am out now, so I'm not advertising them today.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Yeah, but I definitely am.
Well, people don't realize, you know, as a fellow retailer of sporting goods at one time,
mm-hmm.
there's no money in electronics. There's no.
No, there is not. And, you know, there's some problems in them also. I'm from the old school. I don't use them myself, but there's a lot of people, I think it keeps their excitement up about hunting when they do see something that's what's there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I do also believe, too, when people are looking at a camera and they go there and they pull out their chip every day or a few days and they look and say, same old five deer, same old five deer, they get discouraged about it. Or else they say, I've got this one nice 8-point I seen in September, and all of a sudden here it's November and that buck might be many miles away or gone already.
Yeah, no kidding.
That doesn't mean it's going to be there in your time period.
And we'll continue with Steve in our next outdoor report, get into the bird reports for grouse hunters, as well as what's going on with the salmon and steelhead in Keweenaw Bay and the Falls River. So stay tuned for part two in our next outdoor report right here on The Outdoor Show.